The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy is with me, and he's going to recommend something that I watched last evening and something that I'd avoided because of the title, The Perfect Neighbour. I hadn't a clue what it was, but it didn't recommend itself to me.
Yeah, I suppose that the title is a bit misleading or purposely misleading. So this is fascinating for all sorts of reasons, but this is a documentary that has entirely no editorializing, if you know what I mean, because it's entirely shot on police body cams. Now, I don't know how in the States they're able to get their hands on this stuff, but it's entirely made up of that and mobile phone recordings through a group of people in Florida, suburban Florida, and police 911 calls and body cams. So there is no talking head coming in and then this happened and that happened. But what's it all about? So we're in a suburb in Florida, and there is a spoiler at the start. A young woman called Angelica Owens has died. She's been shot by her neighbour, Susan Lorenza. Now, Susan Lorenza is constantly ringing the police because she's claiming that the, and it's a small kind of housing development estate, call it what you will, where there's about 14 houses and there's lots of open green areas, but she's claiming a green area in front of the house that she rents is not public and people, mostly kids, should stay off it. And the episode, or the, because it's actually a documentary film, begins with the cops coming out on one of these many calls where she's complaining about these children coming.
And the kids label her a Karen.
Yes, which is a, which in a way is, I don't want to get too heavy, but this is a heavy show, has a race component to it, because a Karen denotes a white woman in America who's concerned about middle class problems.
It's important to say that the community is multiracial. There are
very
white kids,
much so.
Black kids, and
yeah,
they seem to play very happily together. And the police are equally biracial.
Absolutely. And they all seem to get on very well. Now, you could say, oh yeah, but that's just the way this is made for the documentary. But what really pulled me in about this is, but this is body cam footage.
Yeah.
So
and
this stuff exists.
I thought the cops, I was expecting the usual heavy-handed portrayal of Florida cops.
Yeah.
These cops are just nice people. And they're saying to the kids, yeah, I was like that, you know, but you're, you know, that's your neighbour, you better, and she's an adult, and show a bit of respect. And
they almost seem like nerds, if I may be so bold, but nice nerds, of which I am one myself, so I'm allowed to say that. But let me give you a flavour of this, right? Now, bear in mind the audio is from body cam footage, so it might be slightly indistinct at times, but this is the neighbours giving you a sense of who this woman Susan is, as captured by the police.
She did tell me that they were arguing, and that, I guess she had picked up a sign and she picked up the sign and she like walked away and just like threw it behind her, and but it didn't hit the lady or anything. But that was it. But I will say that lady, like I didn't see anything, but I will say that that lady is always messing with people's kids. She's always she's always trying to record the kids and always talks like that. But I didn't see anything, so I can't say nothing.
Yeah, she didn't touch that lady. She just took the thing out the ground, and that was it.
What thing?
The thing, the trespassing thing. But she didn't throw it. No, she didn't throw it at her leg. She did not throw the damn thing.
London said, because London was a.
No, she didn't throw it.
No, she said it. Tossed it.
Shut up. He's not over here talking to you. She just set it down, and the lady just happened to be there. She didn't throw it at the lady. She didn't touch the lady or nothing.
But either.
And all she did was tell the lady to stop yelling at her kids. That lady yells at everybody's kids out here.
Okay.
Now, the cops are so familiar with this woman because she constantly calls them, and they're a bit browned off. They're kind of saying, listen, you're living on an estate with lots of kids. What do you expect?
Exactly. And they are really browned off right before something very serious happens. And, you know, this isn't a spoiler. Susan shoots AJ through her door.
Susan's inside the house.
Yeah. And
AJ is knocking on the door because this woman has, it appears, taken the laptop belonged to, or the tablet belonged to one of the kids.
Now, some of the footage shows that the kid, you could conceivably say, was tormenting her somewhat. And this is what I found fascinating about this documentary, was that I watched it with my wife, and, you know, there's grey areas here, not in terms of she's guilty of what she did, but just, was she being tormented, or was she just being overly annoying to little children? And that's what I found really fascinating about this. But she gets into an altercation with the neighbor's mother of this child, AJ, who's now unfortunately passed away, because he was playing sounds off his tablet, was supposedly running around, possibly showing, you know, his butt to her and stuff like that. And some of her, there's also her footage from her porch shows some of this. And then a terrible, terrible thing happens. And also it bleeds into this kind of stand your ground defense that they have in the States, where, let's just say, homeowners are given latitude to
forcibly deal. If you feel threatened
deal.
In your own home, yeah, you can shoot
you can
kill.
Do what you want. And she kills. Here we have her post arrest from a cop shop in Florida.
You know, stop already. This is not your garbage yard. Mm-hmm. You know, and the kid's got his roller skates there. And I'm like, really? Take your roller skates. I threw the roller skates. I'm like, go fetch them. Because.
Did you throw that at them?
Oh, or? God, no.
Okay.
No, I just.
Now, what is the thing about the umbrella? You have an umbrella?
I thought it was raining before, and I walked out and it wasn't raining. I'm like, okay. So.
Okay. And you, like, swung it at them or so, or one of them?
I wasn't even close. I was still inside the vestibule, so.
How can we explain that, then, with people saying, like, multiple people that weren't, like, talking to each other, that if they were saying that that's what they saw?
I don't know. Maybe I did step out, and I'm like, guys, go away, but I would never touch them.
Okay.
You know.
They like swat at them with it, but not
exactly. Okay. If I did, it was probably because I was just so, you know, like, come on.
Okay. But I know, at least you say if you did, but is that what happened? I mean, we got to kind of get specific about this because it's big. It's a big deal.
I understand.
Someone's dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's when she's told that the person she shot actually has died.
Yeah. And there are many gripping real moments in documentary like that from this body cam footage. I mean, it's gripping.
It's heart-wrenching.
It's tragic.
To see the kids when they learn
that's
their
the
mother
worst
has
bit.
Died.
Yeah, and part of me was thinking, should we be watching this? You know, we see the kids getting the news of the death of the mother. It's horrific, but it's a cautionary tale about all sorts of things. Gun violence, gun ownership.
And there's no verdict from the documentary makers. You have to make up your own mind.
Exactly. Now, it's pretty clear she was a very troubled woman who murdered someone. She claims it was in a form of self-defense, but the viewer has to decide. And I'm still figuring out what I think about it all, you know?
I don't like her at all.
No, nor do I. But, and maybe there is no gray area, but I think some people might find that maybe she got inside her own head, but I'm not defending her.
Okay, Screen Time this week.
Yes, so the new Bruce Springsteen biopic is out and I loved it. So we're looking at the best musical biopics of all time. It's going to be on slightly later. There's a guy called Pat Kenny doing an election show
this weekend,
which is moving my time out somewhat.
All right. Well, Luke, John Fardy, thank you very much.
You.
Now, don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.